This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Lori Gallardo in my favorite place, Studio 1A. And I'm very excited to have this band back in the studio. They have got a new album coming out Friday. And what a great title. Pink Panther? Seriously. They're releasing that on Friday, but they've got a release show coming up on Thursday. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Casual Strangers. Casual Strangers in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Are you tripping out? I hope you are. You should be. It's very important that you absorb the atmosphere. Casual Strangers features Katie Gunn working the Univox and Lap Steel, Paul McCloskey on Farfisa, and Jalen Davidson, mighty mistress of the Moog and bass, and Mr. Jake Mitchell operating the Drumulator and the machine drum. I have to read it that way, do forgive me, but I am thrilled to have Casual Strangers in Studio 1A. They have got a new album coming out Friday, as I mentioned earlier, Pink Panther is the name of it. Now, it is being released on Friday, but you get to party with Casual Strangers this Thursday night at the Sidewinder, and it's a great bill featuring megafauna and videoing. Fantastic, and everyone, thanks for playing in Studio 1A. I have to point out one of the biggest compliments I heard, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to put it in my own words, but a recent review of the album pretty much said, you know what, it sounds like a piece from the soundtrack from The Man Who Fell to Earth.
How awesome is
that? Disappeared, and then all of a sudden it was recently rediscovered. That floored me, and I thought it was lovely and quite accurate. I'm lucky that I know each of you individually, and what I've seen throughout the years I have known you is growth in many different directions. And I'm going to say, what changed the game this time for you? What inspired you recently to go in this more completely engulfing electronic way? I know it's not a complete departure from what you love and what you've done before and the way you weave things, but what was the deciding factor this time for this album?
Maybe our taste started changing over time.
Well, absolutely.
And we started getting into some of this kind of cosmiche krautrock stuff from the 70s. We got a couple cool keyboards last year.
Yeah.
And those kind of inspired us to maybe move in this all electronic direction. Jake and I had been talking last summer while we were playing a lot of gigs around town and working up an album. We wrote a whole album that we decided not to record, and we did this Pink Panther thing instead. So we kind of sidestepped our written material from the last year, and we got into this improv electronic kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And we're going with it. It's Pink Panther.
It is a vibe. That's exactly it. A very distinctive vibe. And perhaps I'm showing my age, but I don't care anymore. When I hear Pink Panther, it has some very specific things coming up for me and popping up in my memory. Number one, I grew up watching the Pink Panther cartoons, which those in themselves were very trippy. They could be pretty trippy.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, my mind, again, and perhaps this is inappropriate, I just think of Peter Sellers and all the Pink Panther movies grew up watching as well. I don't know. Tell me if I'm off the mark here.
You're not off the mark. At one point, the song's listings was like Revenge of the Pink Panther, Return of the Pink Panther. It was going to be all Pink Panther 1, Pink Panther 2. We came up with different names in the end, but
awesome. Love for the Pink Panther. And he's so cool, you know?
He's coolest. Cool.
Yeah. Right now, Katie just mimed the cigarette. And that's not so far off. I know, obviously, you can never do that these days, but whenever the Pink Panther cartoons would start, he would have his cigarette holder. And it was really, and then you hear the tune start. This is great. Pink Panther, it's coming out this Friday. Why don't you give us another song?
All right, this one's Little Lids.
Thank you.
Casual Strangers in Studio 1A with Little Lids. The name of the new album is Pink Panther. And hopefully you are wearing headphones as well, dear listener, because this is something that you just let take over you. It is a vibe, as Paul was telling me earlier, and one that I really think you're going to enjoy. Make plans to see them on Thursday night at the Sidewinder for their fabulous release party, along with Megafauna and Video Wing. Doors open at 7 p.m. Thursday. Guys, thanks again for joining me in Studio 1A.
Oh, Lord, it's so fun.
This is fun, and I'm really enjoying it, and geeking out quite happily at the same time. I'm throwing out all these names in my brain, like I recently saw a documentary about Brian Eno with hearts in my eyes, and I could just get lost in that for days. And again, I'm going to have to say thanks to Brian Eno, because he was the one that kind of put me on the path to a lot of the German music. And
I agree. The same thing is with me. Brian Eno is the bridge.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
That.
Again, that's another thing you could get lost in for days and just keep looking forever.
Oh, boy.
Love it. And floating around and Tangerine Dream.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Oh, my word. But enough about my geekery. I think we have time for one more track. What do you say?
Spaghetti.
Let's do some cosmic spaghetti. We have Casual Strangers and Studio 1A.
Thank you.
So Delicious, Cosmic Spaghetti by Casual Strangers in Studio 1A. My special guest this evening, I hope you were tripping out as much as I was in a good way. And remember, you need to make plans to see the special release show Thursday night at the Sidewinder, along with Megafauna and Videoing. Doors open at 7 p.m. And I want to say a big thank you to Katie, Paul, Jalen, and Jake. Thanks, everybody, for playing tonight.
Thanks, Lori.
This is great, and it's beautiful. It's
thank
just
you.
Beautiful. Headphones required. Also want to say a big thank you to our studio engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. It's because of them. Everything sounds so fantastic. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.